Live, on air, online, and on the Highland Radio app. This is Highland Radio News.
Good evening with the Highland Radio News at 5:30. I'm Ryan Brawley. A look at the headlines this evening. Donegal Airport confirms that department officials are now engaging on an ongoing basis with the airline to discuss alternatives to the planned timetable, including reinstating the overnighting of aircraft at Donegal Airport and the afternoon flight rotations. A man remains in PSNI custody in connection with the death of a woman in County Fermanagh. Just under €6 million is to be spent on housing adaptation grants in Donegal over the next year, and a woman has died and a man's in critical condition following a crash in County Sligo. All these stories and more coming up, and Oisin Kelly will be here with all the sport at around 5:45. But first, following a meeting with the Department of Transport, Donegal Airport confirms that department officials are now engaging in an ongoing basis with the airline to discuss alternatives to the planned timetable, including reinstating the overnighting of aircraft at Donegal Airport and the afternoon flight rotations. The department anticipates this process will conclude within the next 2 weeks, at which time they will be in a position to make a considered recommendation to the minister. During the meeting, Donegal Airport expressed its dissatisfaction with the process, which saw the loss of the midday Donegal-Dublin air service and the lack of communication with them. The department advised that they had not been in a position to engage with the airport during the tender process due to confidentiality requirements. A man remains in PSNI custody in connection with the death of a woman in County Fermanagh. 23-year-old Ellie Flanagan was found dead at a house in Corbin Avenue in Enniskillen shortly after 9 p.m. on Saturday. A man in his 40s was arrested by police on suspicion of murder. They've been granted an additional 36 hours to question him as part of their investigation. Just under €6 million is to be spent on housing adaptation grants in Donegal over the next year. €4.9 million is being provided by the government, backed by €870,000 matched funding from Donegal County Council. Minister Charlie McConlough says he expects work to be done on 600 to 700 homes in the county under the scheme over the next 12 months. There have been concerns expressed at the amount of time it takes to process grants, largely because of a lack of occupational therapists. Minister McConlough acknowledges that is an issue.
It's really important, as we know, to be able to ensure that people, as they get older in life and have more needs in relation to their ability and capacity, to be able to alter their houses and to be able to receive a grant to do that. And also for people who have a disability, to be able to ensure that their house is suitable for them. Under this funding, grants of up to €40,000 are available to people to carry out works to their homes to make them suitable for their needs. So it's really important funding. It'll see 17,000 people nationally be able to avail of the grant, and I expect between 600 and 700 people in Donegal on that basis to be able to avail of this grant over the course of the year ahead.
One of the things we're told on a regular basis, and it's raised on a regular basis at council meetings, is there is a lack of occupational therapists. There are issues in terms of getting grant applications processed. So when it comes to housing adaptation, the biggest problem can actually be the length of time it takes to get an application assessed. Is there anything government can do to speed that up?
Yeah, it's an issue that has been raised with me by a number of people who have applied, and something I've been taking up with the HSE in relation to that need. It is something I believe that they're trying to address. There's been a delay in relation to getting the length of time it takes to get that assessment completed. We need to see that timeline reduced so that when people need and apply, that they can get the appropriate authorizations and the appropriate assessments to be able to get the grant drawn down. So I know it's something they're working on, and now that we have the funding allocation for this year, and a significant one for the county, just under €6 million, I know that we'll see very significant work and a significant number of applications across the county.
A woman has died and a man's in critical condition following a crash in County Sligo. The single vehicle collision happened on the N15 at Grella in Castlegal at around 3:30 this morning. A woman in her 50s who was a passenger was pronounced dead at the scene. Another passenger, a man in his 50s, has been taken to Sligo University Hospital where he's in a critical condition. A driver of the vehicle, a man in his 20s, is being treated for non-life-threatening injuries. Anyone with information is asked to come forward. After the cessation of the Letterkenny bus service during February, calls are being made to see a timeline for when the service could return. Councillor Jimmy Cavanagh will bring a motion to Letterkenny Milford Municipal District this week, urging the National Transport Authority to publish the timeline for the service. He says it's a matter of urgency.
Yeah, well, it's a big loss for those who need it. It wasn't widely used, I don't think, Ryan, but it was very important for the people that did need it, especially elderly people and disabled people. And I've had a few of those people in touch with me over the last few weeks, you know. So, but I suppose Ryan, now that the private bus service in Letterkenny has been discontinued, we need to impress on the department and the MTA the importance of getting a comprehensive bus service for Letterkenny Town. And, you know, the town isn't already in line for a new service following an NTA consultation carried out in 2024, which has established the need for an updated service, which was scheduled to be in place at the end of 2025. Now, obviously, that proposed date didn't happen, and there's now a renewed urgency to it as the private service has been ceased. You know, I know that the MTA are working with the council on getting the infrastructure in place for a new service, and that's a big job of work on its own, because it's, you know, it's up to 60 bus stops and so on.
A Donegal senator has described her own experience of being involved in a road traffic collision as she called for action on the roads. Senator Eileen Flynn was speaking in the Shannon following the deaths of 7 people on Irish roads. She told senators she knows only too well the effects of road traffic collisions, having broken both her arms and legs in the crash. Senator Flynn says everyone must be conscious of road safety.
In 2007, my first time to ever be in a national newspaper, I was referred to as a smash crash girl, a young woman in 2000 who broke her 2 arms, 2 legs, 2 ankles in a really serious car crash in 2000. And really, I know the first-hand experience after numerous of operations, spending time in critical care, spending like 3 years of my childhood in Our Lady's Hospital for sick children, the impact that an accident can have. What I can't understand, since 2000, like, you have to wear your safety belt, you get the penalty points, the drunk driving. We've dealt to a certain extent with all of that. For me, Leader, I would absolutely love real action for on our roads, you know, to reduce speed on our roads, to visibility. I've seen people out walking in all black clothes. If I had any power in these houses, the first thing I would do is ban people from walking, running in all black clothes, because it's absolutely terrifying when you're driving on country roads and you barely come up and then you notice it's a person, you could have knocked them down, and that's anybody, you know. So I would I do think now's the time for action. We can stand here and we can say that, you know, send our thoughts and condolences to everybody who's lost their life in an accident, to their family members, etc. But really what we need now is action.
Minister for Justice Jim O'Callaghan has obtained government approval for a new bill to help assist with the Omagh bombing inquiry. The International Cooperation Omagh Bombing Inquiry Bill 2026 will allow oral testimony to be taken before Irish courts for the purposes of the inquiry. Cameron Clark reports.
The approval for drafting this bill was decided during December, before the inquiry's first evidential hearings later this year. The bill provides a legal mechanism to facilitate the taking of sworn testimony from state bodies and former ministerial office holders before a judge of the High Court. It also includes new features aimed at maximising the evidential opportunities available to the chairman of the inquiry to fulfil his terms of reference and to enhance transparency. The mechanism will be available to the chairman over the lifetime of the inquiry and will allow for assistance to be sought as matters arise in the course of its work.
A civil case against former Sinn Féin leader Gerry Adams got underway in London's High Court today. The action is being taken by 3 men injured in IRA bombings who allege Mr. Adams was a leading member of the organisation. They are looking for a symbolic £1 in damages. Gerry Adams denies he was involved in the provisional IRA. Belfast-based journalist Amanda Ferguson has more.
It's going to be the first time a court has been asked to adjudicate claims that Mr. Adams was a member of the IRA, which he has always denied. So the 3 people that are bringing their case to the action are John Clark, a victim of the Old Bailey attack in 1973, alongside Jonathan Ganesh and Barry Laycock, and they were injured in bomb attacks in London's Docklands and Manchester Arundale shopping centre.
The Tánaiste just says everything is under review when it comes to supporting households dealing with higher fuel bills. It comes as oil prices continue to soar due to the conflict in the Middle East. A barrel of Brent crude oil jumped above $100 for the first time since 2022. Stock markets have tumbled amid uncertainty over the duration of the war and its impact on world economies. At a meeting of Eurogroup finance ministers in Brussels, Simon Harris says they need to make sure any decisions are taken with eyes wide open.
We do need to get a better understanding in the days ahead as to the likely various economic impacts of a conflict that goes on for a few short weeks, which the Commission have today said could have a benign economic effect versus one that goes on for a prolonged period of time. We need to be very careful that the economic medicine that may be administered is the correct prescription.
Meanwhile, the United States Secretary of State is reiterating what he says are America's goals in its war with Iran. Strikes on the country continue today, while there have also been incidents across the region as the Middle East conflict continues. Marco Rubio says the goal is to destroy Iran's ability to launch missiles, destroy factories making missiles, and destroy the country's navy.
But I want everyone to know your military is getting the job done. And every single day, this regime in Iran has less missiles, has less launchers, their factories work less, and their navy is being eviscerated. And the world is going to be a safer and a better place when this mission is accomplished.
Donegal County Council is being urged to assess the feasibility of using Rathmullen Pier as a dock for cruise ships. Councillor Padraig McGarvey is proposing that the council's tourism section seek expressions of interest from cruise ship companies to use Rathmullen Pier as a dock from which to explore the Fanad and Roskill peninsulas as the wider North Donegal area. He'll raise the issue at a meeting of Letterkenny Milford Municipal District later this week. Councillor McGarvey believes since the pier was strengthened and resurfaced in 2024, it's in a good position to benefit from this sector.
The pier ticks all the boxes. Rathmullen itself ticks all the boxes and the wider area. It's the second deepest natural harbour in Ireland. 14 metres deep, so I suppose there's enough water there for large cruise ships and large vessels. And the services then on the pier as well, there's new services, the fresh water available. It has refuse disposal and access control as well. So it does tick all the boxes. It's about promoting tourism and, I suppose, putting Rathmullen on the map and giving it an opportunity for visitors and have people come. There's loads of amenities there. 4.5-kilometre Golden Sand Beach. We have Knockella Drive, Fanad Lighthouse. We have so much within the peninsula that the cruise ships is something that, from the sea coming in, Lough Swilly alone, the views and being able to park up in Rathmullen, it's an opportunity that just, I think that Donegal County Council Tourism Department should look into now and carry out investigations to see if the opportunities of interest is there, I suppose, with the companies. Because from talking to Kelly Beggs, Donna Marie, I suppose Kelly Beggs started off, I think, in 2014, and now they've got a committee. They've got a purpose-built office there now, the New Island House in Killybegs. And I suppose Killybegs has said to me that they started off with a lot less than what Rathmullen has to offer. So that's something that made me go ahead and put this motion forward.
It is 17 minutes to 6 on Highland Radio. All the sport with Oisín after these.
Highland Sport is brought to you by Michael Murphy Sports Letterkenny. Cross the finish line in style with running shoes from michaelmurphysports.ie.
It is 14 minutes to 6 on Highland Radio and Oisín Kelly is at the sports desk.
Thanks, Ryan. We're going to start with some news coming from Scotland, and the First Minister over there says he will work with the Old Firm clubs and football authorities after the violent scenes at Ibrox yesterday. Celtic's penalty shootout win over Rangers in the Scottish Cup sparked clashes as fans spilled onto the pitch, throwing flares and objects into the stands. 9 people have so far been arrested. John Swinney has condemned the actions.
There's no justification for it whatsoever. There was severe danger applied to fans and to police officers and to stewards. It was completely unacceptable in every respect.
Well, an investigation into what took place is continuing. The scenes have led to calls for a ban on away fans at Old Firm fixtures. Emma Croft is from Police Scotland.
I'm very frustrated and disappointed, if I'm being quite frank. You know, why a football match, which should be celebrated by many, ended up in the position it did yesterday. The behaviours of a few, how they, as I say, epitomised behaviours recently, and brought a bit of a shame and embarrassment.
Moving on to the Champions League, Liverpool will be missing their goalkeeper Alisson for the last 16 first leg clash with Galatasaray tomorrow. The 33-year-old hasn't travelled to Istanbul for the game due to injury. Georgi Mamardashvili is likely now to take his place for the away fixture. Brentford manager Keith Andrews says their ambition for tonight's FA Cup fifth round tie at West Ham is to simply win it. His side have hopes of qualifying for Europe this season after an impressive Premier League campaign under the former Ireland international. But Andrews is happy to put that on hold for a few days.
We're in a pretty good position in terms of where we are. We've treated the cup competition seriously, and this one will be no different.
The draw for the last eight of the FA Cup will take place shortly after 7 o'clock this evening. The 2024 and 2025 champions meet tonight in the SSE or Trusty League Premier Division as Shelburne welcome Shamrock Rovers to Tulka Park. The Hoops arrive on the north side of Dublin off the back of a 1-0 win over Derry City, while Shell suffered a late 3-2 defeat to St Patrick's Athletic on Friday. Kickoff is at 7:45. Republic of Ireland striker Amber Barrett feels they need to be more clinical in the rest of their World Cup qualifiers. The campaign opened with narrow defeats to France and the Netherlands for Carla Ward's side. And the Donegal striker Barrett says that they'll need to take their chances in the back-to-back matches with Poland next month.
Haven't seen France and the Netherlands. You know, France had 2 shots on target, had 2 goals. You know, we had probably 6-7 shots on target on Tuesday and come away with 1 goal, and I think that's the difference. So yes, it's great we're creating chances, but I think now the next step and the next challenge that we have to have as, you know, as a team is putting them away, and that's something we have to build on, because you might only get 1 chance in the game and you have to take it. So I think that's something we're really going to be pushing for now going forward against Poland.
In rugby, Gregory Brown and Scott Cummings have both been ruled out of Scotland's Triple Crown decider against Ireland and Dublin due to injury. The starting second rows for Gregory Townsend's team were injured in their thrilling win over France last weekend. Also ruled out of the trip to Dublin is Dwayne van der Merwe. He has only started 1 test during this year's tournament. That was against Wales. There are further injuries to out half Adam Hastings and props Elliot Miller-Mills and Nathan Macbeth, both of who featured prominently during Scotland's campaign. As for the Irish, well, there's no fresh injury concerns ahead of the game. Loose head prop Jeremy Lockman remains sidelined with a calf injury, and Connacht's Billy Bohan has come in as cover. Munster forward Brian Gleeson has also been linked with the group and will train this week. Andy Farrell's side are still very much in the hunt for the championship after Friday's win over Wales and, of course, Scotland's victory over the French. The details of next year's fixtures for the tournament were also released this morning. Ireland are set to have big games at home as they open and conclude the 2027 Six Nations Championship with night kickoffs at home to England and France respectively. In horse racing, the Cheltenham Festival gets underway tomorrow. Looking ahead to the action on day one, here's Dave Keena.
The Cheltenham Festival gets underway tomorrow. The feature is the Champion Hurdle, and 5 of the 9 runners are trained in Ireland. Henry de Bramhead runs Work Ahead. Gordon Elliott and Jack Kennedy combine with Brighter Days Ahead. And Willie Mullins is treble-handed with Paul Townend on the new favourite for the race, Lossie Mount. There's a strong home challenge headed by the new line, who's the current second favourite. And they also include last year's winner, Golden Ace, who's bidding to record back-to-back victories for Jeremy Scott. At the Cheltenham Festival with Paddy Power News, the place for all your Cheltenham Festival tips. I'm Dave Keenan.
Just finally on the sport this evening, the DL debate continues tonight with Brendan Devaney. He'll be joined by Donegal hurling boss Mickey McCann. And indeed, 2012 All-Ireland winner Rory Kavanagh, as he talks all things football. That's the DL debate live after the 7 o'clock news here in Highland this evening. There you go, Ryan. That's your sport.
Thanks, Oisin. The Donegal Divisional Crime Prevention Officer is warning households that the risk of oil theft has increased as prices have soared in recent days. Homeowners are being urged to remain on high alert and to be extra vigilant. People living near holiday homes are also asked to keep an eye on those properties, particularly if they are vacant, and to report any suspicious activity. There have been cases where homes targeted previously are hit again, as thieves may expect oil tanks to have been refilled. Sergeant Fergus McGroarty told Donna Marie Doherty on today's Greg Hughes Show about practical steps households can take to reduce the risk.
If you're getting oil deliveries, would you just maybe have smaller but more frequent oil deliveries?
consider fitting an alarm. You get alarm systems. These are readily available on the market. There's alarm gauges and systems that will tell you if there's a sudden drop in your oil levels. So just that you'll know that if you're after get a delivery of oil and the oil level takes a sudden drop, you know there's something not right there. So look at, think about where you position your oil tank. You know, have it that it can be seen. We always talk about security lighting. Security lighting is a very positive effect and makes property much harder to target for a thief. If a thief tries to get in around the back of a house to steal oil, they're looking to go in there under the cover of darkness, making sure that there's nobody watching them. We often talk about natural surveillance. How well can your oil tank be seen from the road? How well can your oil tank be seen by neighbours? So if there is somebody, even if your house is vacant as well, just tell a neighbour or someone to keep an eye out for it. And particularly there's a lot of holiday homes in Donegal as well. If you're living beside somebody's holiday home and you see somebody down there, or you see lights of a van or something like that, you know, if you don't want to go down and challenge them people yourself, just would you give the guards a ring and say, look, there's something not right down there, because there could be somebody down there trying to take oil. Get a good quality lock, close shackle, padlock for your oil tank. Secure your oil tank, maybe put a wooden fence or trellises or something like that around it. We always talk about defensive planting, you know, planting plants or bushes or something that'll be prickly or thorny or make it hard to get through.
And the weather largely dry at first tonight, but becoming rather cloudy. Lowest temperatures of 3 to 6 degrees, but turning milder as outbreaks of rain extend from the west. Some mist or fog patches will develop in light to moderate southerly breezes. Tomorrow will be mostly cloudy with outbreaks of rain, becoming patchier for a time later in the morning and early afternoon before more persistent rain extends from the west. Highest temperatures of 9 to 12 degrees with moderate to fresh southwest winds developing. A look back at this evening's main stories. Following a meeting with the Department of Transport, Donegal Airport confirms that department officials are now engaging on an ongoing basis with the airline who ran the Donegal Dublin PSO contract to discuss alternatives to the planned timetable, including reinstating the overnighting of the aircraft at Donegal Airport and the afternoon flight rotations after the previous contract expired. The department anticipates this will conclude within the next 2 weeks, at which time they will be in a position to make a considered recommendation to the minister. During the meeting with the department, Donegal Airport expressed its dissatisfaction with the process, which saw the loss of the midday flight and the lack of communication with them. The department advised that they had not been in a position to engage with the airport during the process due to confidentiality requirements. A man remains in PSNI custody in connection with the death of a woman in County Fermanagh. 23-year-old Ellie Flanagan was found dead at a house in the Corbin Avenue area in Enniskillen shortly after 9 p.m. on Saturday. A man in his 40s was arrested by police on suspicion of murder. They've been granted an additional 36 hours to question him as part of their investigation. Just under €6 million is to be spent on housing adaptation grants in Donegal over the next year. €4.9 million is being provided by the government, backed by €870,000 match funding from Donegal County Council. Minister Charlie McConlogue says he expects work to be done on 600 to 700 homes in the county under the scheme over the next 12 months. And a woman has died and a man's in critical condition following a crash in County Sligo. The single vehicle collision happened on the M15 at Grella in Castlegal at around 3:30 this morning. A woman in her 50s who was a passenger was pronounced dead at the scene. Another passenger, a man in his 50s, has been taken to Sligo University Hospital where he's in a critical condition. A driver of the vehicle, a man in his 20s, is being treated for non-life-threatening injuries. Anyone with information is asked to come forward. That's all for the newsroom for now. We'll be back with news again at 7 o'clock. The obituary notices this Monday evening, March the 9th. The death has taken place of Cora Freel, Nae Levy, Red Bray Rathmullen, and formerly Cushclady Bunbeg. Reposing at her home in Rathmullen tomorrow from 5 p.m. until 10 p.m. and Wednesday from 12 noon until 6 p.m. Removal from there at 6 p.m. going to St. Joseph's Church Rathmullen to arrive at 6:30 for prayers and to repose overnight. Funeral Mass at 11 a.m. on Thursday. Interment afterwards in Rathmullen Cemetery. Funeral Mass can be viewed live on MCN Media. The death has taken place of Thomas Alcorn, Era Rooney, Fulcara. His remains are reposing at Gorda Hork funeral premises, with viewing today until 8 p.m. and tomorrow from 4 p.m. until 8 p.m. Funeral service on Wednesday at 2 p.m. in St. Paul's Parish Church, Raymond Terdoney. Family flowers only, donations in lieu of desire to kidney dialysis unit, Letterkenny University Hospital, care of any family member. The death has taken place of Edward Rodden, Moville. Edward's remains will repose at Eamon McLaughlin's funeral home, Station Road, Carndonagh, this evening until 8 p.m. Funeral from there tomorrow morning at 9:10 a.m. for 10 a.m. funeral mass in St. Pius X Church, Moville, followed by interment in Ballybrack Cemetery. Funeral mass can be viewed live on mevilleparish.com. The death has taken place of Richard Armitage, Massiness House, Creasla. His remains will be reposing at his late residence until 9 o'clock this evening. Funeral service in St. Michael's Church, Creasla, tomorrow at 12 noon. Private cremation to follow. Funeral service can be viewed on mcn.live. Family time, please, before the funeral tomorrow. Family flowers only, please. Donations in lieu, if desired, to the Donegal Hospice, care of any family member, or James Harkin, funeral director. The death has taken place of Katie McFadden, Nate Deary, Drummony, Letterkenny. Katie's remains will repose at her late residence until 10 o'clock this evening, with rosary at 9 p.m. Funeral from there tomorrow at 10:30 a.m, going to the Church of the Irish Martyrs, Ballyrain, Letterkenny, for 11 a.m. Requiem Mass, which can be viewed on the parish YouTube channel. Interment afterwards in Newlack Cemetery. Family time, please, before the funeral tomorrow. Family flowers only, please. Donations in lieu of flowers, if desired, to the Friends of Letterkenny University Hospital, care of any family member. For family information and more details regarding wakes and funerals, please go to highlandradio.com.